Shalom, Mishpucha. Shalom, family. Mishpucha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpucha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has finally come down between Jew and Gentile to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpucha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, if you've been living long enough, you have found that problems come, trials come, testing comes. What should a believer's position be over this? What should a believer do when they're about ready to walk into that? What should a believer do when they're in the middle of it, as many of you are right now? My guest, Tony Kemp, has received revelation from God for those that are either headed towards a trial, or in the middle of a trial, or even near the end of a trial. Well, what has God shown you, Tony?
Well, I had a heavenly experience in which I came up before God Almighty, and he put out his right hand, and in the right hand there was a scroll. And I was instructed to eat the scroll, and he downloaded revelation within me on how the believers in Jesus can be overcomers. And let me just share this with you. 2 Corinthians 2:11, Paul speaks to the church there, and he says, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. And so sometimes we as believers, we encounter spiritual warfare. And we encounter spiritual warfare not because we did anything wrong or because we sinned. More often than not, we're encountering spiritual warfare because of what we're doing right in the eyes of the Lord. And so sometimes we encounter warfare because of the relationships that we have. Maybe your spouse is going through something, or your child is going through something, or your friend that you're so close to is going through something, and you encounter warfare because of who you have relationships with, and sometimes you encounter warfare because the enemy has been around and has seen the anointing of the prophets in the old covenant, the anointing of the kings, the anointing of the priest. That the enemy has been around for a long time. He saw the anointings of Jesus and the anointings of the apostles and the prophets and the new covenant saints. And so sometimes there's an anointing on you, and Satan has seen that anointing. And Satan can sometimes recognize that anointing, and he can say, you know what? I need to attack this person to keep them from their destiny. And so sometimes when you are walking with Jesus, you find yourself in an attack from the enemy. And the first thing that I want to say to people is this. You've given your heart to Christ. You've been saved from your sins. You've been filled with the Holy Spirit. And Satan is defeated because of the power of the cross. And Satan already knows that Jesus is first in your life. But you know what Satan will try to do? Satan will try to get second place in your life by throwing heavy trials at you in an attempt to get you to react to the enemy. But what Jesus wants us to do is respond to the Father and to respond to the Holy Spirit. Because what sometimes happens is Satan throws situations at us that are similar to things that happened in our past to get us to react in old ways. And so what we need to do is, instead of entering into that temptation, we need to do what Jesus said in Luke 22:40-46. He said, pray that you may not enter into temptation. He said, rise and pray or you enter into temptation. And to pray means to turn your face toward God in worship. And so worship pleases the Father. It releases the angels of God to do battle in your behalf. And through your worship, through your faith, through your patience, through your obedience, you're literally enabled by God's grace to overcome the enemy. And so here's one of the things that I want to say to people, Sid. There is nothing wrong with you, because you find yourself in a fight against the enemy. Paul told Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. And if I could say this, in the original language, the word fight is where we get our word agony. And in other words, he's saying agonize the good agony of faith. And when you're first hit with this attack, your initial reaction is, in some cases, depending upon how heavy the attack is, agony. And so sometimes what we do is we get caught up in the circumstances. And I define circumstance as the circumstance in which you stand. But Jesus can lift you above it as you get in the revelation of the word, as you worship, as you get into God's presence, and as you seek and receive the support of others.
Can you give me a real-life example in your life when you were under attack and what you did and how you came out of it?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that that happened is I'm 54, and for a period of time, for almost 19 years, I worked as a licensed clinical social worker and a certified alcohol and drug counselor. And I did it what's called individual therapy, family therapy, group therapy. I actually supervised other therapists. And I was bivocational, but I knew that the desire of my heart was to go full-time in ministry. But there didn't seem to be the opportunity or the provision for it. And even though the Lord had revealed it to my heart, there didn't seem to be ways or means. And so one of the things that sometimes happens is when God speaks to you and you got the revelation of the word, it's literally the birth of a vision. And that's faith. And so I'd had the birth of the vision, but then, you know, the enemy sort of had an idea of where I was going, so he decided to attack me and make it look like I would never go full-time in ministry. He made it look like that I could not be successful in ministry in terms of serving God's people and receiving a word that would actually cause the needs of God's people to be met. And that was very, very discouraging and disheartening. Because during that time, Sid, I really experienced what I call the death of the vision through the attack of the enemy. But just like in the revelation of where I was going, it birthed faith. During the death of the vision, I put my hope in God. And then when in 2003, when I began watching your programs and I began listening to the testimonies of others who were overcomers, I began to get revelation on, okay, God's no respecter of persons. He doesn't love them more than he loves me. And so Proverbs 29 and 18 says, where there's no vision, people perish. But whoever keeps the word of God, he shall be content and happy. And so what I began to do is I began to learn the word of God, intimacy with Christ, and I began to do the word of God. And I literally experienced what I call the resurrection of the vision. And so it's like this. You have faith, you have frustration, and you have fulfillment. And God literally brought me into full-time ministry. And then a few years after bringing me into full-time ministry, that's when I got the revelation of the miraculous. And I've been seeing miracles ever since.
And the important thing for those that are listening right now, he said, God is not a respecter of persons. If God brought Tony out, he'll bring you out. But it seems to me, Tony, that the biggest key that I'm hearing from you is almost a contagious desire to worship God for who he is, no matter what's going on in your life, good, bad, or ugly.
That's right, Sid, because what happens is this. I don't care if you're in the midnight hour. If you have right relationships with people and you let people share with you what God has done for them, because, you know, it inspires faith. Their testimony, see, their story releases God's glory. And what I did, Sid, in 2003, as I began to listen to a person's story, it released God's glory into my own life. And I had hope. Faith came alive. And then I moved out of frustration. And then, you know, when I developed humility and I was willing to listen to others and say, you know what, I don't have it together, but it's still okay. The Lord's going to get me together, and I'm just going to worship until I get the revelation that's going to move me into destiny. And as I began to do that, the Lord began to shape and mold my character. He began to help me. He began to release angels in my behalf. And I can't take any credit for it. It was God who has made me an overcomer because of his goodness and because of his grace.
You know something that I would like you to do on tomorrow's broadcast? I would like you to worship the Lord the way you would whether you're on a broadcast or whether you're by yourself, most likely if you were by yourself,
yeah.
And then move into whatever ministry God directs you to. I believe that there are going to be so many miracles released tomorrow, but the most important miracle is for you to learn how to worship God yourself.
Yes. Yes. I believe when we worship, see, when we worship, we transcend ourselves, and we get outside of ourselves, and we get beyond ourselves, and, you know, What happens is when we respond to the Spirit of God, we are drawn to the throne. And when
we're out of time. How would you like to have 3 CDs explaining the revelations that Tony was taught in heaven for healing? When he shares about people being healed, there is such power and anointing in the testimony. Many of you are going to be healed when he talks about people being healed of blindness and migraines and new kneecaps and cancer and stuttering and depression, and it goes on and on. He'll teach you the power of peace that will heal you, the power of love that will heal you, the power of forgiveness that will heal you. People are healed after releasing guilt, and how to close the doors of sickness. As you listen to these CDs, you will have an impartation from heaven on healing available for a donation of $26 called Healing as Taught from Heaven. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.